The 2-9 Jaguars back to work Wednesday. They've won 2 of 3 since the bye week. Headed to the Dog Pound in Cleveland. They'll face the 4-7 Browns this Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. JP Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Oger, a little cool and blustery out there at the practice field today. Might get you ready for Cleveland.
It'll definitely get us ready because it was cold out there.
No doubt about it. Let's get to this practice field today. The Jaguars back to work, getting ready for Cleveland. Mike Brown back on the field today. Wide receiver had a shoulder injury, missed last game, as did cornerback Will Blackman. They both practiced today. That's a good sign moving forward as the week moves along. Ryan Davis had the big play at the end of the game in Houston, the tipped interception. He's looking for another spot in this game on Sunday. He'll stay on the roster now for the third week in a row. And Chad Henne took a lot of hits in the game in Houston. The Jaguars looking for 2 wins in a row for the first time since 2010.
That's what we're trying to, you know, go for this whole time is be consistent in what we do. And, you know, with a game like that, that we played last week, we just had to build on that and be consistent if we are. You know, we could come out with another victory.
First of all, John, of course, it's important to keep this trend going. Mm-hmm. Since the bye week, the Jags are 2-1, and that locker room today had a totally different feel.
Well, and if you've been around this team all season, it's always had a different feel. Ever since Gus Bradley got here, Maurice Jones-Drew today talked about it being a different culture and talked about how much these guys believe in Gus Bradley. It's been a theme we've always talked about, but it's really hitting home right now.
Speaking of Maurice Jones-Drew, he had limited carries last week, 14 carries in the game on the ground, 84 yards. So one of his lowest totals of carries, but one of his highest yardage days. How did he feel about that?
Well, he said obviously he's a running back, so he wants carries. It's always going to be in his nature. He also had 6 receptions, so he got 20 touches. It's not like he's not getting the ball. Whatever this team needs right now, that's kind of where he's at. He's going to help it out.
Today was also the first chance for Jeremy Mincy to sit down in front of the media since he didn't travel to Houston. What did he say? What was the reasoning behind him not going?
Overslept and missed a meeting. And he said, obviously, he needs to be a better role model. He needs to be a better leader for this team. Conversation here with Gus Bradley, not an easy one, he said. But he also said he's willing to come back, and he thinks overall it's going to make him a better player.
John, the forecast temperature in Cleveland on Sunday is 38 degrees. You might need a little more than this jacket.
There's a good chance of maybe seeing Johnny O sporting a new jacket.
For the first time in a long time.
All right, speak for yourself.
We'll look forward to that. Hey, the Jags continue prep for the Browns on Thanksgiving. We'll have a special Thanksgiving edition of Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.